They teased it, they promoted it, and they certainly went through with it. Hologram Harry Caray sang the seventh inning stretch at the Field of Dreams game last night. It got a huge reaction in our audience and across social media. And I found myself wondering, I wonder what Harry Caray's family felt about that. Good, bad, or indifferent, genuinely have no idea. So back on the show, longtime Cubs broadcaster, now the voice of the Atlanta Braves, Chip Caray with us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sportsbook. Chip, thank you so much for the time. How you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great. My pleasure.
What was it like seeing Granddad as a hologram last night?
It was kind of cool. You know, I can't speak for the rest of the family, but yeah, it's cool. Look at, you know, that movie brings back so many nostalgic memories for anybody who's lost their dad. And, you know, the scene at the end where, hey, Dad, you want to have a catch? There's nothing I wouldn't give to be able to do that with my dad. And when Ken Griffey Jr. and his dad came out in right field, I know both of those guys, that was a tearjerker, lump in the throat moment. And, you know, look, my grandfather meant a lot to a lot of people in Chicago, and he just had a great time and fun at the ballpark. And to have him be a special part of that coming out of the corner, as it were, with a the backdrop of Dyersville, Iowa, and that movie was really, really special and really, really well done. So I was pleased.
Do they have to get the Caray family permission to do something like that?
They didn't ask me. you know, the guy that looked like Caray was kind of cross of Harry and Grant DePorter, who runs the restaurant downtown. So maybe they called Grant. I'm not sure how that worked. But needless to say, you know, imitation's the sincerest form of flattery, as we all know. And
okay,
the fact that Fox thought enough to have him be a part of their special show was really, really cool.
It's funny. Yeah, we know Grant. We just did the Harry Caray toast a couple of months ago. Everything cool with the family and with Grant in terms of the legacy and such?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, great. No problems. Everything's great. Business back to normal. And, you know, hopefully as we continue to move out of the COVID stage and we get back to normal, more and more people will get out and enjoy life again. And I can't recommend Harry Caray Steakhouse more enthusiastically than this.
That's, that's awesome. We loved it there for sure, as did our listeners. It did not look, though, a lot like Harry on some level, mm-hmm. right? Do you you have any issue with the rounding of the bottom of the face, or was that a different era of Harry than we're expecting to remember?
I guess they're feeding him really well in heaven. That's the only way I can put it. At least I hope he's in heaven. A lot of days I wonder, is he looking down or looking up? But it was fun. That's why I said it looked a little, it was like a combination of Harry and Grant, which I thought was somewhat apropos. I'm sure Grant will get a kick out of that when he hears this tape.
That's awesome.
That's incredible. It was weird because Spiegs was at the game. And so he was looking in the booth.
Oh, dude. And Chip, we all kept looking at the screen and then looking back up to the booth, because that's what you do when Harry sings. You look at him and you hope that you make eye contact, but there was nobody there.
It was not a hologram.
Yeah.
It was CGI, yeah. But then his hands looked like it was a real person. I was getting very much like Larry David in Seinfeld, like the back of his head is George Steinbrenner vibes. Like some was hologram, some was real. I don't know. The whole thing... It was, I don't know, it was a little creepy to me, to be honest with you. So
yeah,
I'm glad you were not creeped out by it.
No, I wasn't creeped out. I'm just not one to join into the metaverse. I have enough trouble living in the universe I'm in, much less one that's digitally created. So whatever they wanted to do was fine with me. I thought it was great. As I said, a wonderful homage, a nice tip of the cap to our family, for which we're always grateful. And as I said, the folks at Fox have always treated me and my family very well, and that they thought enough of my grandfather to have him be a part, as I said, of their special show is a really, really nice thing.
If hologram or CGI Harry was with you, Chip, what's something that you would talk to him about that would be a nice opportunity?
Well, a couple of things. Baseball-wise, I talked about how different the game is. You know, all the analytics and all the numbers and the market efficiencies, which in some ways are fantastic, but they don't necessarily make for great entertainment. That's a problem. Secondly, I think I talked to him about life itself. You know, when I came to Chicago, I was originally supposed to work with him, as we all know, and that story's been told a million times. But I'd love to hear what it was like to take the train with Stan Musial in 1945. I'd like to know what it was like to see Jackie Robinson play for the first time. I'd like to know what it was like to see Ted Williams play in the World Series with the Ted Williams shift. I'd like to know what Ebbets Field and Old White Sox Park and Forbes Field were like. I'd like to know about our family. I mean, those are things that, were never closed when that circle was broken when he passed away. And so, obviously, having him around to close those things and meet my family and talk about them and have him experience them, which he never got to really do, would be a wonderful thing as well. But alas, that's not possible. And we just hope that we'll meet someday, hopefully not too soon. And when we do, we'll get those circles all closed up.
That's beautiful. You know how proud he'd be to see all these generations of Carries doing the family business. How are your boys doing as they work together in the minors?
They're great. They're down in Amarillo. They saw something that's only been done once before in baseball history the other day. Player for the Springfield Cardinals hit for the homer cycle. Solo, two-run, three-run, four-run home run in consecutive innings against Amarillo. Yeah. So they've got their home run call down. They've been working on that because their ballpark is basically an airport, but they're having a great time and they're creating their own legacy and doing it their way. And I couldn't be more proud of them for that. As they, you know, as you start off in this business, you have to grow up pretty fast, and they've done that. And we'll see where it takes them. You know, there's a Harry the Fourth in that pair of twins, and he and his brother Stefan are kicking butt down there, and can't wait to see where their great talent will take them in the years to come.
That's awesome. Hey, Chip, great call on the Vaughn Grissom homer at Fenway the other night. That is an exciting, crazy good team you've got again. Them or the Mets in the playoffs? What do you think?
I think we'll both make it. Whether we catch the Mets, I think, is an open question. We start a four-game series with them on Monday. We have seven games left with them. All of them are in Atlanta, including the final three games of the regular season. The fact of the matter is we have not played our best baseball against the Mets. We've not pitched particularly well against them. They're a pesky team. They're not just up there trying to slug home runs. They frustrate you. They put the ball in play. And I think we've got to find a way to neutralize some of that and get our pitchers deep into the ball game. But as you said, we've got a very good team. This is a club that's built to hit home runs. I think it's a club that showed in the playoffs that is a strategy that works. Whether the Mets can string together three, four hits in an inning consistently against number one, number two, and number three starters in a long or short series is an open question. But look, they're having a special year. Buck Showalter's done a great job with them. They've got a good team. We've got a good team. We're not mathematically eliminated. We're going to give it our best tonight against the Marlins as we start a four-game series in 3 days tonight down at Lone Depot Park.
Chip, thanks for giving us a few minutes and some insight into what that must have been like last night. Thank you.
It was great. Thanks for asking and keeping the legacy alive, guys. I appreciate you. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, Chip.